being white, despite left and right. Speaking as a white man, I have no problem with being a white man. What I don't understand is how this automatically makes me a member of the political right. It's easy to prove that I'm a white man. A simple DNA test based upon a saliva sample proves that I have entirely European ancestry, which to me is analogous to being white. I believe that continental ancestry is the most efficient shorthand for categorizing the world's major races. A basic chromosome test, as well as a cursory listen to my beautifully deep voice, or a rudimentary gander at the fulsome bulge in my blue jeans, would prove that I'm a man. The gender binary is real. It can be proved with genetics. The political binary cannot. Whether I, as a provably white man, am left-wing or right-wing is impossible to prove, and I'll attempt to prove why. Whenever I try to ask someone who believes in the existence of an objective political left and right to define them in quantifiable terms, my hand closes on a jelly-like slime which divides up and pours through my fingers. You could perform a DNA test on someone's skull and determine whether they had significant ancestry from continental Europe. But just as you couldn't tell whether the brain inside that skull ever harbored racist thoughts, you would have no idea whether it favored left-wing or right-wing ideas. This is why race is real. While notions such as racism and left versus right are nothing more than ephemeral social constructs that change according to a given society's needs. Unlike DNA tests, there is no sort of scientific metric that can establish where I stand on the political spectrum. About a decade ago, I took 18 different multiple choice tests designed to pinpoint my political orientation, and the results only established that I was severely and hopelessly disoriented. Up until I was about 30, because I was mostly uninformed and easily swayed by dominant cultural narratives that I naively figured were objective rather than biased, I identified as a liberal. Then one day, I stopped. All I meant by identifying with the left was that I believed in innate human equality and that all disparities in income, performance, etc., were caused by unfairness. I no longer believe that. As a result, I quit buying into all the guilt-tripping bullshit about whites conquering the world through the sheer force of their unique rottenness. That's been my only ideological change in the past 30 years. So if you want to define left-wing as believing that people are innately equal and right-wing as believing they are unequal, then I'm right-wing only in that sense. But the problem is, very few people will let you stop there. They insist you swallow the entire belief cluster in one bite. If you're right-wing, then you have to embrace all the predictably stuffy opinions about tradition, abortion, religion, degeneracy, patriotism, monarchy, feminism, promiscuity, pornography, the whole kit and caboodle. I say fuck the kit and to hell with the caboodle. When most people talk about the political left and right, they're never talking about only two things. They're dredging up a panoply of factors, none of which are entirely leftist or rightist on their own, that range along a wide array of polarities. Capitalism versus socialism, race realism versus race denialism, authoritarianism versus libertarianism, modernism versus traditionalism, moralism versus rationalism, individualism versus collectivism, facts versus feelings, more lefts and rights than there are in a boxing match. There are so many lefts and rights, the terms are essentially meaningless. The notions of political left and right are also elastic and perpetually in flux. They are the ideological equivalent of transvestites. In the past few generations, they've always lurched leftward. Like Robert Anton Wilson said, it only takes 20 years for a liberal to become a conservative without changing a single idea. In his Devil's Dictionary, 1911, Ambrose Bierce defined a conservative as a statesman who is enamored of existing evils, as distinguished from the liberal who wishes to replace them with others. But in 2023, the roles have been switched. It appears that any group's behavior and values change depending on whether it's in or out of power. At the moment, it's the right-wingers who've lost control of all the major institutions that want to radically transform society. That used to be a left-wing sentiment. Right now, it's the right-wingers who are in favor of free speech. That used to be a left-wing sentiment, too. These days, it's the oligarchs, billionaires, corporatists, and upper economic classes who are marinated in leftist, woke ideology. But it wasn't very long ago that wealth and corporatism were exclusively associated with the right wing. A generation ago, communists were considered extremists. These days, you're an extremist if you merely want to lower taxes and curb illegal immigration. A century ago, progressives were eugenicists. Now, the idea of innate biological inequality is confined to the far right and Nazis. I've noticed that both the left and right, in their current incarnations, are insanely moralistic, sadistically authoritarian, aggressively anti-individualistic, voyeuristically fixated on everyone's private business, and bitterly unhappy. We now have a right wing that, like the left wing, is hostile toward individualism. I propose the radical notion that modern politics, especially as they've been shoved through the social media meat grinder, have made everyone into boring, meddlesome, miserable, insufferable assholes. Overwhelmingly, both the establishment left and right wings are simultaneously disdainful of racism and hostile toward allowing white people to organize in their collective interests. Sure, but you'll insist we're not talking about the true left or right wings. And the Soviet Union wasn't true communism. And no true Scotsman puts sugar on his porridge. And ain't it a kick in the head that the side you identify with is the good side, while the other side is the bad side? It seems almost mathematically impossible that this would always be the case, and yet somehow it is. I'm starting to believe, and no one has been able to convince me otherwise, especially by barking at me and insulting me, that the idea of left versus right is the biggest fraudulent conspiracy theory ever concocted. I sense that it's purposely divisive and is used mostly as a distraction, especially away from economic issues, which seem to have been drowned out by the cacophonous culture wars. I also suspect that if people were able to unglue their heads from the left-right dichotomy, they might be able to convince a much broader coalition of white people that they are under attack for their race rather than their beliefs. Did it ever occur to you that these normies you claim you're seeking to reach might be open to the idea that white people are being scapegoated if you weren't browbeating them for not being as ideologically pure as you are on 10 million other unrelated subjects? Have you stopped for a moment to consider that countless ordinary white people might be receptive to pro-white, or at least anti-anti-white, messages if you didn't insist they also had to be Christian, or wear suits, or eat meat, or smoke cigars, or worship long-dead monarchs, or be sexually uptight, or spit on the poor? In the microcosmic social incubator that is prison, no one gives a shit about your political beliefs, your religion, or your country of origin. Race is all they see. Maybe there's a lesson in all that. When someone assaults a white person on the street for being white, they don't care about their political beliefs. A few years back, I participated in a debate with that crusty, irascible, cock-obsessed race denier, E. Michael Jones, who famously claims that race is only a category of the mind. Jones and I are both from Philly. When he told me that an Irish Catholic friend of his had been murdered in North Philadelphia, a blighted urban war zone which is overwhelmingly black, I said it's obvious his friend wasn't murdered for being Irish or Catholic. I never really cared about being white until I was told I had to hate myself for it. All I know for sure is that I'm a white male, so is my son, and in the current cultural environment, both the establishment left and right are hostile toward us. It's time to place biology over ideology, genes over political scenes. Spread the message that it's okay to be white without being left or right.